PBK came in and did our needs assessment and has done, give us some brief summaries of what's going on as far as our facility study has gone. But the possible realignment of our two schools being 4A, which next year will be 2-5A, we had some facility upgrades that need to be done at Rutter. There was $2.5 million that was still sitting from the bond passage when Rutter was actually built years ago. And the way the bond language read was for either an auditorium or athletic facilities. And so when we talked to our attorney, they said, you know, you need to be careful what you use that money for, and that is for your athletic facilities. And Rutter has some issues in terms of not having enough locker space, not having enough room in their field house. So we're looking at adding on about 7,000 square feet to Rutter High School's athletic facility, their field house, which would include dressing rooms for both boys and girls. We would have one coach's office, one set for boys and girls, restrooms for men and women, and also a 4,000-foot multi-purpose room and/or weight room. We've talked briefly about adding seating capacity at both Rutter's softball complex as well as their baseball complex to try to make it look a little bit more like what is going on over at Bryant High School. So we're in the preliminary talks as far as the baseball and softball complex go, but Ward pretty much was a go for the addition of the 7,000 square feet at Rutter Fieldhouse.
So this is 7,000 feet combined. You made a reference to 7,000 and made a reference to 4,000. So
is the total addition to the Rutter Fieldhouse, but there's a 4,000-foot multi-purpose room that will be in that 7,000 square feet. So when you add the dressing rooms, the locker rooms, the restrooms, the coaches' offices, the corridor, it comes up to right at 7,000 square feet.
Have a projected price tag on that?
We do. The total package that we gave to the board at this point in time was $2.9 million for everything that we looked at. We're going back to see if we can do some things differently in terms of seating capacity and storage for the baseball and softball fields, possibly adding on a concession stand / restroom maybe at a Rutter. So those are the preliminary talks for that part. Which is for the baseball and softball. In terms of the additions to the Rutter athletic complex, so the Rutter Fieldhouse, we're pretty much a go for that. We're still working on the other.
And I wanted to make sure, you said it was also $2.5 million then for the Fieldhouse, which would match what you have in unspent bond funding?
Well, it's $2.5 million for the, we have $10.5 million set aside for bond funds for additions. All the things we've included would be about $2.9 million. So that was the first go-round of everything we wanted. I failed to mention also, we looked at a practice softball field for our girls as well, because there's one softball field at Rutter High School, and we looked at an infield only for the boys' baseball. So all that together was $2.9 million. So we're going to go back, and that was the total package of everything we asked for after talking to the architect and the athletic director and the head football coach and campus coordinators. So we're going to go back and see what we can do to maybe cut some costs, but that was just the first discussion about the whole package.
So that means right now you're looking at trying to figure out how to trim $400,000 to get within that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We can do that easily.
Any sort of timeline to try to get this wrapped up so you can turn some dirt and get some things
built?
Yes,
sir. We're going to put the agenda for this addition to the field house on the upcoming board meeting agenda, but we're not going to put the seating capacity at Rutter of baseball, softball, or practice fields on there quite yet. But we do want to get started on the actual addition of the field house because we need to try to get that started this summer. The other additions, projects, we don't really need until softball and baseball season starts. So that can wait a little bit, but we do need to go ahead and start, as you said, turn dirt for the additions to the field house.